it would be upstairs.
Yeah, and Bob, just going forward on future stuff, if we have something like this, it would be advantageous to, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to get to an agreement,
sure.
But if she could have that information ahead of time, that way at least we could narrow this down a little bit. I'm willing to table it and see if you have some time to get together. I don't know. Now that you have all the data, I'd like to be able to do that. Okay. I would make a motion to table BOE 375. What is it, the 26th is next Wednesday? Is that correct? To the 26th, that'd be agreeable.
Mm-hmm. In the afternoon. I can't come in the morning. I'm not court in Christian County in the morning, but I will be here in the afternoon.
Okay. And Tim, if you don't want to, I mean, if you have to do it by phone, you can do it too. But, I mean, yeah, we'll put it in the afternoon. That's fine.
Well, and hopefully we can come to an agreement.
Okay.
Mr.
I mean, it looks like that they've pretty much laid everything on the table here, so hopefully you guys can get to an agreement. All right. Thank you again for coming.
But I'll say, if she had more people, it might get a little bit easier.
This is true.
Yes, that issue affects a lot of different things.
Do you have anybody you could recommend? I am hiring.
That's come up more than once.
Yeah, she needs more help and more money to do it, so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
When would be a good time to meet? I'm pretty flexible. Anything later today?
We could do later today. I don't know what time we'll get out. But,
I'm trying to get through these, but, I mean, we've got Kanakuk. Assuming that those issues in Kanakuk may be solved by the documents, I don't know. But if with any luck, I've got a couple of – you all both have appeals?
Not me.
That's my appraiser.
Oh, okay.
That's Dan.
Mark. That's Mark.
Okay. What number
would we – depends on their experience. 15 to 17.
It's the Campbell Family Trust, 379. Is that right? Campbell Family Trust.
Okay, great.
Covers everything.
This is BOE 379.
So I'll check back with you maybe later today because I don't know how long this will take.
Join in the card with your number.
I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
Mark Campbell.
Mark? Mark, come on up.
I'll bring my card in.
Well, you got quite a pile of stuff there. Well, let's talk about it for a second first before we start handing this stuff out. You've got an appeal here of both valuation and classification.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Is this a residence? Okay, is it used for nightly rental? Huh? No. Okay, this is just a valuation. And did you get a notice in the mail?
I never got a notice.
Which one are we on?
I found out about this on the 7th when I looked at the tax records for both of my houses.
BOE 379.
Sorry, Mark, can we get you to move to the mic? Because we are
second page.
Live on the internet so people can hear you. Or live wherever we are live. Is this the office, Mark, on 76?
My resident's office.
Okay.
So I didn't receive any notification of increase of valuation or classification or anything. It's been zoned as a residential commercial property for years at a 60-40%.
Okay, this was a mixed use already. It was classified as 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
40% what?
40 resident, 60 commercial. However, it's really 50-50.
Okay.
So.
And so it's 40-60. Did you get a card this year? Or you said you didn't get a card.
Never got a card.
You said there was an increase. Has it been zoned commercial? Or has it been not zoned, but has
it been classified? 69% increase.
Okay. But it was classified. It's now been... The assessor sent something out saying it was going to be classified as commercial.
Never got a thing.
Okay.
I only found out about it when I looked it up online Friday night the 7th, when I thought, you know, I wonder if I got any, because I never got anything and didn't get anything for my house.
Okay. Okay.
In my other house, so. So as far as I know, when they raise things or they change things, they're supposed to notify
you.
I did not receive any notification.
Did you go online and look and then you filed your appeal, basically?
Okay. I came in. I saw it on Friday. Came in and filed my appeal on Monday. I would have went in and talked to the assessor had I known that it happened prior to that, so we could have hopefully worked it out.
Before we get into the classification, let's talk about valuation here, just the overall value of the property. What we have on here is it says 92,278. Did that increase this year, the value?
Okay, in 2021, it was valued at 17,490. And when I.
Is that assessed?
In 2022. What's this thing? I paid my property tax.
Yeah, that would be the
assessed
paid.
Right.
Okay, yeah. So they have this value of 17,490. Then when I went online on Friday night the 7th, I printed out this form, and the assessed value says now it's $29,530.
We're looking for the appraised, if you could give us that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If I could see that.
What year do you want it for?
2021.
Okay,
it's
so
what 2021.
He's claiming
on the assessed.
Can we show
me
for that?
Sure, it's no problem. It would be... The total here, it says commercial land, residential would be, yeah, that's the assessed total. No, it's not the.
It's up on the screen, isn't it? Oh, can you go back to that screen?
Okay, well, there's the list. Okay, that'll get me my answer here. So I just wanted to see what the appraised value was.
Can you tell it from that?
It should be all the way over to the left.
Yeah, these are total. It's just going to have the assessed. It's not going to have the appraised value on there, is it?
Well, you can't go back and
that's
find
on the,
that.
On, that's on the receipts. Yeah, your notice that you should have received should have said that. So let's look here first, and then we'll address all those issues.
I can't see very good.
Yeah, I can't see it either.
Was... It's now at 92, and it was at...
It was partial. It was residential and commercial.
Right.
There's a big sign out front. It's a chiropractor, isn't it, on the sign?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. And so we called and asked if there was living quarters, and the person who was working there at the chiropractic said no, and that it was a business. And so we made it all commercial. That's what happened.
Okay, so it was a phone call to the business...
And we were reassessing it at that point, and like I said, we were just trying to ascertain what we were dealing with.
Actually, nobody called. Somebody came in.
Okay.
Somebody actually came in. Okay.
And they asked the person who works for me questions that they shouldn't be asking because I'm the owner. She doesn't know what goes on there. She just comes in and signs people in and signs out.
Okay, so as far as the business goes, I guess that... begs the question, is it being used as both?
Both. And I work 4 days a week, 3 to 4 hours a day. I see anywhere from 3 to 12 patients when I'm there. It averages around 6. You know,
okay.
I don't make a ton of money. I do it just because I enjoy doing it.
Right.
And so it's not my livelihood. And it's not used for a business. Very little.
Okay. And where is this located at?
It's across the street from...